now for Songs of Praise with Terry and the Browns, coming to you from Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, ministering the power of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, through songs and the Word of God.
We bring the song back to Zion. We bring the praise back to you.
Welcome to Songs of Praise with Terry and the Browns. Hi, I'm Terry. The Browns are my children. I have four children and a daughter-in-law, and they join me, and for the next half hour, I'm going to bring you songs of praise and worship. I also have a special guest with me today. Doyle Davidson is here with me. Doyle, thanks for joining me today. I'll tell how this happened. Welcome.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
We were doing Doyle's program the half hour just preceding this, and he had planned on covering Psalm 1 and Psalm 100, and the Spirit of God directed him a certain way with that. And as the show ended, we had only gone through Psalm 1, and the Lord said to me, do Psalm 100 on your show and let Doyle share this testimony. It's a powerful testimony, and my whole shows are dedicated to songs of praise and worship, and showing you, sharing testimonies and the Word of God with you about triumphing in praise. You find that in Psalm 106 about triumphing in praise. But I also want to tell you that what we do is described by Jesus in John chapter 4, where he said, the hour cometh and now is where the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Now, I want to tell you, I'd probably read that verse growing up in religion, but I had no idea what it meant to be a worshiper of God in spirit and in truth, or to triumph in praise. I thank God he brought me to this ministry in 1985. Doyle Davidson was sent here in 1980 to start this ministry by the direction of God. And here is where I've heard the gospel, and I've learned about praise and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And Doyle taught from the first day, 1 Corinthians 15, he's declared the gospel to me and to all who tune in, how that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And Romans 1:16 tells us that the gospel is the power of God for our salvation to everyone who believeth. Doyle, I'm glad to have you here with me this morning. We've got the tables turned, don't we?
Well, interesting enough, I was thinking that this is my normal chair. Uh-huh. But now I'm the one that's being the guest.
The guest, yes.
The tables are turned. So, what do you want me to do?
Well, I'd like to read Psalm 100, and then you just share whatever is in your heart to share about what God did with you with this, and just whatever you God puts in your heart to share.
Well, before you read it, I want to say,
okay,
I really appreciate God giving me this opportunity on your program to share about Psalm 100 and the sale of a house.
Amen.
My boyhood memorization of Psalm 100.
Amen.
So forth.
You had shared earlier about Psalm 100, hearing it as a boy. So he'll share the testimony of how this worked later when you got some real revelation of what that psalm would do.
Huh? Right.
All right, Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Amen. First of all, I want to just give thanks to God, to Jesus, for my grandfather, my father, and my mother, the way they raised me. I was not always really happy, but I was a person that would humble myself and submit to my parents. And they suggested that I learn Psalms where I could quote them. Psalm 100 was one of them. And I did that. But in 1970, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and God started directing my paths, one of the first thing he said to me was James chapter 1, verse 22. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own self. So, it goes on there and says, if you're a doer of the word, you're a doer of the work. That tells you how to walk. If you're going to walk with God, you got to walk in his word. Simple. Back to Psalm 100. You have to know, it says there, that know he is God. Right?
Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
Right. Well, read that verse, please.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The verse before it says, yeah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Right.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
There you go. So that tells you, if you're a doer of the word, that tells you how to get in the presence of God with singing. Not just any song, but sing songs that are written by godly men and women. Whether you believe them or not, sing them. They're primarily called hymns or psalms. Amen. So you get in the presence of God by singing. And when you get in the presence of God, know he's God. Simple as that. But he goes on. Well, let me say this. Denominational people get in the presence of God by singing. They do. They sing. Some of them sing the right songs. They get in the presence of God by singing. Then they stop. That's the end of it. But you go on, and it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So, you thank God. You get into his gates. Then, it says, his courts with praise. Praising. So, 1970, God had directed me to sell my veterinary hospital in McKinney, Texas, and obey, and I had. I had a house in McKinney that we bought in 67 or 68, just a year and a half before God told me to sell out. And it was the first home we bought, almost 2,200 square feet, on just the west of the expressway in McKinney. And one of the first three built over there. And then God tells me to sell. And I move. I need to sell that house. I'm paying insurance on it, taxes on it. And not only that, I'm paying mortgage payments on it. And I'm not living in it. And in June 1971, I was frustrated. About 3 a.m, I got up. We lived in a red house in Circoxy, Missouri, on Center Street. And I got up and went in to the living room from the bedroom. It was an old house, frame house, and the street lights were shining through the windows. The blinds were half-mast. I laid down on that carpet, and I opened my Bible. Psalm 100. I said, Lord, this is what you've told me to do. This is what your word says. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to sing, but I'm going to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. So, lying there on my face, us thank you for about 30 minutes. Just thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Then I said, now, I know. I know I've come through your gates. See, he told me to be a doer. Mm-hmm. I said, now, I know I've come through your gates. And now, I'm going to come into your courts. And I'm going to praise you to get there. I always was fairly bold. But I was desperate. I needed to sell a house. So I praised him for roughly 30 minutes. Just praised him. Maybe not quite 30. Whole thing lasted about an hour. And I said, now, I know. I've been to your courts. I came through your gates. Now I'm in your courts. Now I'm in your presence. And I know you hear me. I said, they tell me you are a businessman. Who told you that? Me. Businessmen said it. I didn't know. They tell me you're a businessman. And no businessman would have a piece of property that he paid taxes on, and he paid insurance on, and he paid mortgage payments on, and it was not bringing in any revenue. No businessman would do that. So now they tell me you're a businessman. I need this house sold. Thank you and good night. The next morning at 9 a.m., a realtor called me. He said, Doc, I just sold your house.
Amen.
That was the end of it.
Amen.
But that taught me something, Terry. Mm-hmm. That word means what it says. Be a doer and watch God bless you.
Amen. I like how you thank God. You said, I'm going to enter your gates with thanksgiving, and you thanked him 30 minutes.
Right.
And you did. Then you said, okay, now I've entered your gates. You didn't say, well, I wonder if I've come through the gates. You believe that word, and that's what we need to do. We need to be bold, be courageous. If the word says it, hang on to it and believe it. Trust it. Rely on it. Stick to it. Believe it, and it works.
God loves faith.
Amen.
And look, you can call it a positive confession. I don't care what you call it. But if it's in your heart, there's some faith there, and it'll be mixed with that, and it's faith that God loves.
Amen. We know Hebrews 4:2 says that the gospel was preached to the Jews when they were in the wilderness, but it did not profit them because they didn't mix faith with the gospel, and that's what we all have to do. Well, I had some songs lined up here, and I think it's very appropriate, very fitting, that the first song I had planned today is an old classic favorite, Victory in Jesus. And it happens to be done by your daughter and your three granddaughters. And now I had no idea what would come about this half hour that you would be on here with me today. And I think it's wonderful that this is just a testimony to your life and to a person. You know, I believe it's Psalm 112 that says, let me read this. Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. If you fear the Lord, you'll obey that word.
Right.
So blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. And we see that with your daughter and your granddaughters. And I thank God for all of you. So first song, we're going to have Victory in Jesus. After that, I'm going to do I have returned. So Amen. Let's have the My Girls now doing for us Victory in Jesus.
God I outgrew.
I have returned
to the God.
Father and a grandfather who had faith. And I tell you what, my mother had faith.
Oh, yeah.
Both of us had parents that believed God for us and believed God that we would serve the Lord. I love that song. I'm reminded of your life. I'm reminded of mine. I'm sure many others have testimonies similar. And I want to say one more thing about that song.
Right.
If you listen to this song and you say, well, I don't have a mother that had faith, or I don't have a father had faith. Well, you know what? You might have a spiritual mother Or you might have a spiritual father. Doyle is my spiritual father. And when I sing that song, the most godlike man a child could know. As a child in the Lord, I was born again, but I didn't know things of the Spirit. And you, my mother actually was the one that led me to the Lord to be born again. But you've been my spiritual father, teaching me how to obey the word, how to walk in this word, both by your example and your instruction in the word.
In 1970, God started me praying for America, and then the world. But in September 1971, I was managing a small animal hospital in Opa-locka, Florida. And it was a Thursday afternoon, living in Hollywood, Florida. I was mowing my yard. And the Lord said, you've been faithful to pray for America, except for your country. Now, I want you to pray for revival in North Texas. Colossians 2:1 says, I have a great conflict for those that I've seen their face and those that I have not. But I've been at this praying for North Texas, but for America and the world.
I was a part of that.
That you were.
Before you'd seen my face, I was part of the revival you were praying through in North Texas, because this is where I lived, in North Texas.
That's correct. But 1970, I started praying for you. And God knows who I pray for. I don't. Well, I do a lot of times. But if you're listening to me, and you're thinking nobody ever prayed for you, you're wrong. I have prayed for you. And that's why you have tuned in to hear what Terry just said, that someone prayed for her, me, but I prayed for you. Amen. Get that straight. You will follow God from this day forward. You will obey God, and you'll wonder why. It's because I am praying for you.
Romans 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that the Father raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So if you've believed that today, I would like you to email us. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for joining me today, and special thanks to Doyle for joining me today.
God bless you,
and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you. You can email us at terryinthebrowns@gmail.com. That's Terry, spelled T-E-R-R-E, terryinthebrowns@gmail.com. Find us also on Facebook and YouTube, or write to us at Terry in the Browns, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas 75086. So until next time, God bless.
We bring the prayer.